record number of people are expected to vote by mail this year, so it's very likely we won't know who the winner of the presidential election is on election night. Now, that may sound scary, but it did happen in 2000 when the contest between Al Gore and George W. Bush was too close to call and it all came down to Florida. Florida began that painstaking recount, and it took 36 days before we knew who the next president would be when the Supreme Court decided to halt the recount, making Bush the winner. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving covered that election and joins us now. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And I know that you covered that election because I was sitting right next to you as an intern in the NPR Election Central there in Washington, D.C. all night long in 2000. And of course, that was just the beginning.
Yes. Oh, my, yes. We thought it would be a long night. We did not know that it would last for 5 weeks.
Exactly. Well, here's a little bit of CNN's coverage through the course of that night. Listen.
A big call to make. CNN announces that we call Florida in the Al Gore column. This is a state both campaigns desperately wanted to win.
Stand by. CNN right now is moving our earlier declaration of Florida back to the too close to call column. At 18 minutes past 2 o'clock Eastern Time, CNN declares that George Walker Bush has won Florida's 25 electoral votes.
You know, Ron, there was just so much confusion going on. Remind us of what happened, especially that night.
That very night, we thought, or initially, that the trend was going to give Florida to Al Gore. He seemed to be ahead in the exit polls. He seemed to be ahead in the early count. And at about 8 o'clock, even before 8 o'clock, the Associated Press called Florida for Al Gore. Now, this was crucial even early in the evening because we were looking at Florida, Pennsylvania, and Michigan as the pivot states in that election. And if Florida, the largest, were to go early for Gore, and actually we thought he was in better shape in Pennsylvania and Michigan, he did end up winning both of those, we thought that might be the ball game. And so when the Associated Press went with Gore for Florida before 8 o'clock, that was huge. And the networks quickly pressed their people to make a prediction. And even though I think most of the folks at those networks were a little wary, and I know at NPR, the guy who was advising us, Andy Kohut, the late Andy Kohut, was saying, way too early, be cautious, Florida's hard to call. And yet, most everybody called it, including us. That was clearly premature.
It was premature. And then we went into the recounts in the state of Florida. It was so close. And then the legal battle and all the way to the Supreme Court took over a month. So when people talk about the idea that we wouldn't have a winner on election night, that's not unprecedented. And it wasn't that long ago that we didn't. Was there anything wrong with that in terms of how our democracy is supposed to work?
When the court said stop counting, that gave the electors for Florida to George W. Bush. And when the Electoral College then met shortly before Christmas, which is right on schedule, that gave an official imprimatur to the election. Whatever else you wanted to say, no matter how much you objected, no matter how much you thought it was a miscarriage of justice, the Electoral College did its constitutional job. And then the Senate ratified that when it came back for its new session in January, and that's that. So if it was unsatisfactory and it took a long time, it did follow the book.
So what about the situation we're facing now? There's a lot of concern that basically because so many Democrats are voting by mail, more so than Republicans, that maybe the count on election night could favor Trump, and he'll use that to his advantage. And then maybe later, Biden takes the lead, and President Trump, who's already been saying that the election is rigged and there's going to be fraud in the mail-in votes, that he may say, wait a minute, they're stealing it from me, and people will believe that. What about that?
There's that possibility, Jeremy. If the president chooses to look at a process that is legitimate and that counts the ballots according to each state's laws, and they're different from state to state about when they will count a ballot that was not in hand on election day, if the states follow their laws and the courts uphold that the states did so, then that is the legal result of the election, not what the tally looked like on election night. The tally on election night is always, always unofficial and partial, but it's indicative, and that's what the news organizations go by, what is indicated. Now, the actual legal process of certifying all this, that goes on for weeks and weeks, and the Electoral College, as I said, doesn't meet until just before Christmas. So all the official acts would still have time to happen. The problem we would have would be if one side or the other, and the president is making a lot of noise about this, if one side or the other refused to accept the result. Al Gore could have fought on in 2000. He chose not to. He chose to concede and say the Supreme Court has ordered an end and I'm stepping back.
Which brings us to the news media. This is Tom Brokaw anchoring NBC's election night coverage back in 2000.
The votes have been counted, and it's not up to the networks to get them there. The networks tonight, I think that it's fair to say, I think I indicated earlier, we don't just have egg in our face. We've got omelet all over our suits at this point and on our face and everywhere else.
Ron, what do the media need to do this time around to make sure that they don't create a situation where they're acting on incomplete information?
The networks need to make a decision between wanting to be as accurate as history would demand them to be and wanting to be first in saying we know who won. And what we have had over the years between news organizations and not just television networks, but between news organizations, we've had a pride of going first, winning the race to be the first to know, the first to report. We have a winner. And the idea of knowing as fast as possible became part of our culture. And of course, you've heard the president say, we have to know on election night or we don't know on election night. It's not official. Well, of course, we didn't know in the year 2000. And there have been other years as well when it wasn't truly clear. So it really doesn't matter whether you know the first night or the second day or not. What matters is the legal, accurate, and official count. And that might take some time this year.
Ron, let me just ask you one more thing. Because after that election in 2000, Al Gore won the popular vote. It was the Electoral College that gave George W. Bush the victory. President Trump, same thing back in 2016. He won the Electoral College but lost the popular vote. Every time that happens, there's a movement to get rid of the Electoral College or at least change it, make it proportional or something like that. We never do that. Do you think that the U.S. will ever get rid of the Electoral College?
Unfortunately, getting rid of the Electoral College has become a partisan issue. For a very long time, there were as many Republicans who thought we ought to as there were Democrats who thought we ought to. But because the two most recent instances of the Electoral College contradicting the popular vote both favored the Republican candidate, you have a lot of Republicans now a little disquieted by the idea of losing the Electoral College. And there has always been a streak of conservative thought that the Electoral College was a good thing to give the states, the entities of the states, as much importance as they were given in the Constitution.
That is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.